Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into the second hour of this worldwide transmission against tyranny in defense of liberty. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Only 5-6 days until the election next Tuesday. Well, let me count them down. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. About 6 days till the election. And we are talking to Steve Watson from England, an incredible story he put together about how they're not going to put, or already putting, deadly sodium fluoride and other things in children's milk in public schools and in the formula at levels even higher than the 1 parts per million. 4 parts per million, just devastating. Devastating. The government doesn't care about you. In fact, they hate you. They're a bunch of eugenicists. Larry Pratt's coming up to get into Barack Obama's gun control and give us a breakdown on what we're facing on that front. And it is serious, but McCain's bad as well. We'll get his analysis at the head of Gun Owners of America on both fronts there. The 4 minutes we've got left, Steve Watson. Another story by Paul Watson. Australia to enforce mandatory Chinese-style internet censorship. And he has the mainstream articles and the bill here. And it looks like it's about to pass. Criminalize all internet file sharing. Just doesn't matter if it's copyright infringement or not. Makes illegal linking other websites. It just goes on and on. They will filter everything that comes into the country. And they openly say it's to shut down hateful ideology. So YouTube starting to censor. They're censoring here. All of this is happening, Steve.
Yes, as they describe it, it'd be a universal national filter. It'll block websites deemed to be controversial, part of the wider agenda to regulate the internet. It's just a continuation of what we've seen in this country, in America. We've reported several times that, federally funded science departments want to scrap the internet and start it again because it's too free for them. They can't track things well enough. They can't put restrictions on it, so they want to scrap it and start an internet too. Seen the same thing in Europe, and talk of licensing, like television services. Of course, if your content is deemed to be too controversial, you won't be granted a license, therefore you won't be able to have a website on the new internet. I've seen new Wi-Fi areas across the US, outdoor Wi-Fi areas that contain strong filters that will filter out political websites that are deemed to be offensive.
They're already doing it to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
Yeah, we've seen that in the UK, in train stations, public libraries, hospitals, anywhere public like that. We've had stories of just our websites being filtered out, but not just our websites, I should say, but others, like even mildly political ones, like Think Progress, sites like that. So it's to say that it's just going on in China is obviously blatantly false.
And they're incrementally doing this because you have a criminal world government that can't have the people exposing them. Tony Blair, before he left, gave a speech saying we've got to shut down the web. It's destroyed our capability to set up a new world order.
That's right.
So, folks, you better use it while you've still got it. I mean, we're talking about even maybe a few months in England and Europe and Australia. I mean, this is happening everywhere, folks, because we're hurting them badly right now. The fact that we can post a video and in a month, 5 million people conservatively can watch it, with one of my films or other films, tens of millions over 6 months, 100 million in a couple years. I mean, that's devastating them. They've got to shut us down.
Yep. Blair said it was too feral.
Too feral was the quote. It was too wild.
Yeah.
And was destroying trust in the government because the government's a pack of lying criminals. Steve Watson at Infowars.net, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Folks, we are fighting on so many fronts. I mean, they're trying to ban protests, demonstrations, filming police, shutting down the web. It's just coming after the Second Amendment. I mean, we're being hit from every angle here. Stay with us.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli Intelligence Network, Warnings and War Games, The Shadow Government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We have the head honcho, the director of Gunners of America, the second largest gun rights group in the country, and really the biggest because it's the only large real organization that we have, Larry Pratt. And he's here for the next 40 minutes or so to give us a detailed breakdown of Barack Obama's views on the Second Amendment, his statements, his record, what the facts are versus John McCain. Now, both men are vehemently anti-self-defense, vehemently anti-Second Amendment. Both men are open border promoting, New World Order loving, openly calling for it. But Barack Obama has said things that go beyond John McCain. And so we're just giving you the facts. This should have been a much bigger election issue. It hasn't been. I knew Obama was anti-gun, but the last month I really ferreted out his actual quotes and video clips and his votes in Illinois and in the U.S. Senate. He is the most anti-gun candidate for president I believe I've ever seen. Larry Pratt, is that an accurate statement?
Alas, it is accurate. We don't have a very exciting choice between those two candidates. McCain has been... Well, let's look at it this way. When I was in school, you get anything below a 60 as a rule. Sometimes it was 65. You got an F. Now, McCain's F came at about a 25%. So 25% of the time he did vote right. And but probably most significantly, in the past, he voted against the semi-auto ban, the Clinton gun ban. But a lot of other things he's been very bad on. And a spokesman. For the other side, and so you can't take that away from the guy's record, and that's why when he first came to Congress, we'd given him a C, C minus. We'd moved him down to an F. Frankly, this year we've been willing to move him back to a C minus, basically because he joined with almost a majority of the Senate urging a vote on the D.C. measure, which would have uprooted most of the D.C. gun control law that's still on the books after the Supreme Court ruling. And there was a game being played there. We can talk about that in a minute if you want. Not in the Senate, but in the House. And significantly chose Sarah Palin as a vice president, somebody that amazed me because she's very much more conservative than is he, and especially on guns. She fired a police chief because he was opposing the now law on concealed carry in Alaska, which says you truly have a right to carry. You want to put one in your purse or in your pocket, then you just do it. You don't need a permit.
Vermont style.
And in a way, it's even more clever than Vermont, because if you want reciprocity and you want to travel to the lower 48, you can get a permit so that you would have that to show and have reciprocity in other states. But when you're in Alaska, if you and I go to Alaska, put that piece in our piece of luggage, get to the parking lot, get it out, put it in our purse or our pocket, we're good to go. Perfectly legal.
You know, that's a key thing you just brought up. Folks that grew up in cities, never grew up on farms or ranches, or were never in the military, they see TV shows where it's all based in New York, and you get caught with a gun, you go to jail. So when a carpet cleaner's in your house in Texas from New York or something, they will call the cops on you if they see a gun case, because they think guns are illegal. That's how ignorant a lot of the public are. It's the same thing. People don't know that you can check firearms in your luggage. You just got to tell them. And I've told the public before, and I got emails saying I'm a liar.
Well, I can assure you that you're absolutely on the money. And if you go to the TSA website, they'll even give you all the little nitty-gritty regulations. They have this interesting notion that you have to have the ammunition, and there's only a certain amount, and it has to be in a factory type container, either the original box or one of those plastic ones that some people might have. And it can't be, say, in the carrying case that you might have the gun in. I guess the assumption is that the bullets are going to migrate from the box over into that magazine-less firearm that you're carrying, and somehow one of them is going to get into that chamber, and sure enough, it's going to go off. So anyway, given that, you show them that the gun is empty, and you're good to go. And I can tell you that every airline I've had any experience with, it used to be you'd kind of hear them gasp when you, right after that you had to start doing it, because for a long time you didn't even have to declare the gun. You're just supposed to have it unloaded, which makes sense, because if they're throwing it around like
this. Yeah, this is all part of restricting the Second Amendment, teaching the public it's taboo, it's illegal, it's like a porno shop or something, you got to put it in a black bag. No, this is our Second Amendment,
absolutely.
And you're not going to use peer pressure and mind control and political correctness to engineer us out of it. But I don't want to spend all day on that, Larry. I'm sorry made you digress. Let's get into Barack Obama.
I'm glad you did, because educating people on exercising a right is an important thing. If we don't exercise it, surely we will lose it.
Well, that's like police everywhere now saying you don't have a right to march or protest or even hand out flyers.
Right.
And, they're losing lawsuits everywhere, and they're having to back off. So people keep exercising it. Don't let them have a chilling effect. But let's get into Barack Obama's real...
One more thing on Mrs. Palin, because I think she is the real deal, certainly on guns. A talk show host up there is a real friend of Gun Owners of America, Michael Dukes, has had the governor on a number of times and had their schedules not changed for some reason. They were planning to go machine gun shooting this fall. And he called her one time several months ago, before she was a gleam in McCain's eye.
Yeah.
And he said, look, we've got some dealers up here that live outside the incorporated area of Fairbanks. So the state police have jurisdiction on signing off on machine gun transfers. And they can't even get these guys to sign off on one dealer selling a gun to another dealer. And so she said, I'll get right on it. We'll get back to you. 2 days later, the public safety commissioner called him and said, you should have no more problems from here on out.
So she really is pro-gun.
She really is pro-gun. She doesn't just shoot animals. I mean, Kerry went hunting, so-called, 4 years ago. And so that was the point of my discussion with Dukes. I said, okay, so Kerry goes hunting. I've seen her with a dead caribou. Fine. What is she really like on the gun issue? And there's no question. She has, well, actually, she's demonstrated executive experience, the very thing she said to not have in their dreams. If this lady ever became president, I got a short list for her that I could have her work on here in town, because she seemed to do a pretty good job up in Juneau. Anyway.
Okay, so that's where McCain is.
Yeah.
He, you know, he's a gun grabber, but a C.
Yeah.
C minus instead of an F. Now let's get into Barack Obama.
Barack Obama has been unrelenting. Now some of his rhetoric has been tricky, but you know he's it's like drilling. Well, we'll take a look at it. Well, sure, you'll take a look at it. So he's not even willing to commit on that. On the Second Amendment being protecting an individual right, he said, I think the D.C. gun ban is just fine. After the decision, he said he agreed with it. But you see, what he's looking at is the fact that the decision was narrow. There's plenty of areas where they can stick it to us.
No, I think the decision is covert. I mean, we're reading it. You're the expert. You guys had a brief in the court. I mean, in a way, it says it's a right, then it says, but we can kind of restrict it and do this, this, and that. So it really opens the door.
Well, there was some dicta, which is not in the ruling itself, which was troubling. I won't argue with that at all.
But judges source dicta in their rulings.
Yes, it all adds up. You're right. But the fact is that on the two things that were actually before the court, they ruled right, and they ruled from the Constitution and its language, and they didn't set up one of these phony judicial standards of review.
And let's not forget Barack Obama's weird statement about these scared people clutching their guns.
Well, actually, we have a T-shirt that we've been selling right well. It says on the back, I'm a bitter clinger, and it's got a couple of hands, one grabbing a clinging, if you will, a Holy Bible, and the other clinging a 45 handgun. And
I love it.
So I'm sure you've mentioned that Obama, unawares that he was being recorded, made that statement to some ultra-liberal fat cats in San Francisco.
You know, all those ultra-liberal fat cats cling on to their bodyguards and their guns, and Obama sure loves the Secret Service with their guns.
But he does. None of those folks cling on to the Bible, so I guess they're, we have a parting of the ways right away. And, of course, they don't want us clinging to guns, because that's really the difference. People like us can't be trusted with guns. Only they and their hired bodyguards.
Only the re-educators, yeah.
Only the re-educators. They're the only ones that have it right. So in the state Senate, Obama had an opportunity to show where he really is. There was a guy by the name of Haley DeMar, lives in Wilmette, which is a little suburb right across the street from Chicago. You can't hardly tell you're leaving one and going to the other.
A suburb.
Definitely a suburb. Had a gun ban until after the Supreme Court decision, and then they dropped their ban because they didn't want the expense of litigating, because they were going to be sued, because it was identical in principle and functioning to the D.C. and Chicago gun ban, a licensing scheme that said you can have a gun, but not really. And so they dropped it, but while they had it, this restaurant owner, living in a nice neighborhood, not exactly a gangbanger, had a gun where the registration had expired. So that made the gun illegal. It was a non-registered gun. Horror. And two nights in a row, his home was invaded. The first night, the guy was in and out, got the keys to his SUV and stole that. The next night, the guy commutes now in the stolen SUV, and he's deep inside the house. DeMar gets his gun out of his safe, which is a heck of a place to keep your self-defense gun, and shot the guy a couple of times. They wanted to put DeMar in jail because he had violated the gun law.
That's just like England, where the guy's been robbed three times and shoots one, and then the robber sues him for shooting him in the butt with shotgun pellets.
Absolutely.
And the guy went to prison.
Yes. Walter Martin was the guy's name. They put him in for life. He's now out. He's homeless because the police can't protect him, so he can't go back to his house.
It's unbelievable. They love disarming us. They love us just having to beg the state to save us. When all the state's going to do is jack your water up full of fluoride and give you GMO food. Larry Pratt's our guest, Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. We'll be right back.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
They want you disarmed, dumbed down, and poor.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the
last thing they want you to do is be sovereign, independent, and strong.
I got a shotgun, a rifle.
They might have dumbed down a lot of this country, but they haven't gotten us all. And if we stand up and say no and tell the government we're not their slaves and speak out and resist, I can fly with they are going to lose.
I can catch catfish.
But you got to understand, they own both parties. They're setting up their world government through the banking system right now.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke, too.
Get involved today. The Second Amendment is under attack everywhere. We need to gain ground, not lose it.
Good old tomatoes and homemade.
They're brainwashing the children and making ground there, but we're gaining ground. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mold boys raised on shotguns.
Let's go back to Larry Pratt. Larry. Continuing with Barack Obama, the hardcore anti-gun commissar.
Well, just to wrap up what we had been talking about before the break, Obama thought that this homeowner who defended his family against a home invader should go to jail. And the legislature said no, and they passed a law which exempted anybody using an illegal gun as long as it had been used in self-defense. And so finally, Halle DeMar was able to walk free. Another measure that Obama supported was no gun stores within 5 miles of a school. Now, he didn't have that concern about porn shops, just gun stores. And if you get your little high school compass out and draw a circle on a map...
That's everywhere.
It's everywhere, even in rural areas. You know, maybe you'll have a store at the top of Pike's Peak or something, but it's going to be pretty
hard. Yeah, gun stores are always near the center of town, and so are the schools.
Well, that's kind of where the people are, and customers for both. So, funny thing that. So, yeah, one of the things that's really chilled me is I've dug into some of the work that Jerome Corsi has done, the journalist that went over to Kenya, wrote a book about Obama, called Obama Nation. You say it fast, it comes out Abomination. He has, I think, proven beyond any shadow of a doubt, he's got copies of email from Obama's Senate office to the guy, a Marxist Muslim thug who ran for president, was defeated at the end of last year. Comes from the same tribe that Obama's daddy does, the Luo tribe. They're a minority, so it's not too surprising that he lost the election. It kind of has been working that way since independence. And the plan that Obama was in on developing for the whole campaign, he went over a campaign for the guy in 06 on your nickel and on mine. It was a Senate fact-finding trip. Well, actually, it was a campaign trip, and we've got the pictures of the guy campaigning with this guy, Rally Odinga. Odinga, by the way, was educated in East Germany, so his daddy was pretty red, too, and he named his oldest son Fidel Castro Odinga. So, you know, just when you start looking at the surface of the thing, you begin to think, I don't think he's like most of us. Well, he's not. He signed a deal with the radical Muslims that if he were to win, he would put the whole country under Sharia law, you know, like honor killing your daughter who doesn't do what you want. That's okay. That would have been imposed on the whole country within a year. And the election plan that Obama developed with Odinga, and again, they've got the correspondence between the Senate office and Odinga campaign, and the correspondence was bootlegged out by defectors from the campaign when they saw what actually happened. In the plan, there was provision that if we lose, like when we lose, we will provoke violence, and they absolutely put those words down, through provoking class war, which actually over there means tribal.
Black on black.
Black on black. The Luo.
Well, it's the same thing like racism here. In fact, I mean, that's how tribalism is. They hate each other even more than any race stuff we've got over here.
It's quite colorblind, but it's hatred all the same, and it's quite lethal because the majority Kikuyu, who are largely Christian, like the Luo or majority Muslim, 1,000 of them were murdered in a pogrom brought about by the Obama-Odinga plan.
Now, stay there. And again, folks, this is all documented. We're just covering the facts here. Think about the magnitude. The Obama campaign working on how to stir up violence against Christians. These people are terrorists. His mother, his father, they're all admitted Marxist-Leninists. I mean, we are in a lot of trouble, folks. Larry Pratt, stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock. So it's a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Why has Barack Obama gotten three times the Wall Street money of John McCain? Why does he have the big Annenberg Foundations, the Rockefeller Foundations, funding him? It's mainline history. Big bankers in New York and London funded the communists as a way to consolidate and steal land, murder the middle class, enslave the peasantry. It's now declassified. The U.S. government put Mao into power. That's even on History Channel. And this is also going to destroy for a long time the image of a black president. You know, I mean, do we have a black guy named, David Johnson? No, we don't. You know, why couldn't it be a pro-gun, pro-U.S., pro-national sovereignty, cut the taxes, get us out of NAFTA and GATT, all of which are popular? I mean, McCain would guarantee he'd be winning if he was saying all that right now. But he can't criticize Obama on any of it because he's for all of it. I would love to vote for a black man who was like Ron Paul. But we can't do that. No, the first black guy they give us in the corporate run is somebody they can destroy any minute they want with those emails fomenting violence when they knew they'd lose the election. Rioting, killing. All the dirt on him. I mean, this guy is a complete foundation poverty pimp. Continuing with Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, as we break down the real Barack Obama. Please continue.
Okay, well, before the break, we were talking about the plan that Obama had worked out with this guy, Raila Odinga. Odinga claims to be his cousin, which is at least possible because they're both from the same region, the same tribe. The important thing is that they seem to have not only the same tribal connections, but they're both Marxists, and they both have had at least some exposure to Islam. How much so is perhaps still being debated. But the key thing is they both could have been happy doing the chant that I heard when I was a student, which dates me. This is back in the 60s, that the anti-Western radicals who now control our universities were chanting, ho, 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 Western civs gotta go. Well, they're just about at the point where they can pull off the chant. It's no longer a chant or a bumper sticker. And so you've got a real deeply immersed in hatred of Western civilization sort of guy in Obama working with Ditto in Kenya. And they went all through 07. The campaign unfolded December election, not surprisingly, because minority party Odinga lost. January and February of this year were the 2 months of horrible violence. Over 1,000 Christians murdered. No Muslims were murdered. There were over 800 churches burned to the ground. One of them had 30 Christians locked inside from the outside that was burned down. And tens of thousands had to flee their homes. Total disruption. Finally, the majority president, Kibaki, who's a Kikuyu of the majority tribe, buckled. And he said, okay, we'll invent, now he didn't quite put it this way, we'll invent a new position in government called prime minister, and it ended up a power-sharing arrangement being worked out. Now, when Corsi went over to get this documentation that a lot of what I'm saying is based on, although you can find on the Internet the campaign plan, you can find on the Internet from the National Kenyan Association of Evangelicals the agreement that Odinga signed with the Muslim sheikhs to put the country under Islamic law. That, so some of the key points, that we're not making this stuff up. It's out there for anybody to go find and look at, and I've got it all in my files, you can betcha. So they gave this guy the prime ministership and a number of portfolios in the government. When Corsi went over, he was on his way back. He was going to go to a hotel, have a news conference, and expose Odinga for what he was and how he'd been working with Obama. And he was arrested by the immigration police. Well, at that point, I knew without knowing what portfolios had been given to Odinga that he controlled those police. And sure enough, about 3 days later, digging some more into this thing, that was one of the portfolios he had been given. So Odinga just grabbed this guy, Corsi, 15 minutes away from a news conference, and detained him for the whole day. And then finally, you know, they ran him out of the country. But he came out with the goods. He probably only got out because he was able, before they realized what he was doing, he was able to text message on his telephone to Joseph Farr at WorldNet Daily. He put it up on his website, which is visited probably almost as much as Drudge. That got Farrah onto Fox. It also got him onto CNN International. And at that point, they realized they had a bit of an incident, and that's when they let him go.
All right, let's go over this. We also gave the phone number out right after he got grabbed.
Excellent.
Here on the show to the embassies. But let's break this down here. His mother's an admitted communist. His father's an admitted communist. He's around admitted bombers that bombed police, blew their faces off,
well,
blinded
the man,
them.
And the man in Hawaii that raised him, kind of discipled him, better word, Franklin Marshall Davis, was an open communist. I mean, nobody.
But that's what I mean. There's no one that isn't a commie.
Right.
I mean, people have, oh, commie's going to get us. The guy is open. Redistribute the wealth. Exactly what the bankers want. But the poor little commies on the ground don't understand.
It's what he told Joe the plumber.
That it never gets transferred to you. It always goes to the international bankers.
Yeah, there's a handling fee that's a bit excessive.
Yeah, 98% of it. And then all you get is black uniforms and cameras and checkpoints. And now he's going to have all this left covered. Now, I know there's been election fraud. I know both parties are bought and paid for by the New World Order. The New World Order just plays different sides off against us. But this Barack Obama stuff, who could make it up? Anti-gun stuff and the communism and the bombers and the criminals and the mobsters and the...
See why he wants gun control, because he knows that there will be opposition. And let's go back. You've obviously talked about Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals. This is what the guy taught at the University of Chicago. He represented them as an attorney. He gave them millions of bucks.
Yeah, Saul Alinsky, close buddies with Barack Obama. And folks, you can't make this up. Larry even has a copy of it. Break down. Another one of these guys. Tell them.
Well, Alinsky was a communist who saw that it would be more effective, rather than charging the barricades with a couple of flintlocks, better to just take the culture from the top down. This is something that has been very effectively put forth by communists in this century, well, in the 20th century now, 21st century. And so Alinsky wrote these rules for radicals to teach how to lie, how to deceive. He said, stop looking like hippies, dress like I do. He looked like Mr. Peepers, harmless little guy with his bespectacled face. That way you can infiltrate. When Obama briefly had a job in New York City at a law firm, he described himself as, I felt like I was behind enemy lines. Well, that's right out of Saul Alinsky. Alinsky is lie to get whatever you want, because if you've dedicated your book to Lucifer openly because Lucifer figured out how to lie to get power, then that's exactly what Alinsky's all about.
Well, let me stop you. Let's go back over that. Every time you really study Lenin, or you study Stalin, or you study the East German leaders, or you study the communist here, and I've known them personally, they'll be wearing big red pentagram shirts. They'll be Hail Satan right in front of you, and then laughing, and the communists always call themselves anarchists. They're into deception. They're into layers. But when you get to the core, they will tell you, I worship Lucifer. This is a Luciferian operation, and a bunch of them dedicate their books to it. The Theosophic Society dedicates it to that. I mean, just the public just can't get their mind around it. Explain it to them.
Well, what Alinsky did was to get a bunch of disciples like Bill Ayers, who still is a professor at the University of Chicago in education.
Yeah, let's make this clear. He can blow cops' faces off. They killed people. Hundreds of bombings associated with them. And then remember Bill Clinton let a bunch of them go?
You betcha.
With his part. I mean, they're
from
not
the
playing
same gang.
Games, folks. They'll line your family up and gun you down in a minute.
They will, when they have the opportunity. They've been relatively transparent, passive lately, because they, again, rules for radicals. There's another way to do it that's better than getting yourself shot. Wait till you get the guns, and then you do the shooting. And so that's what the game has been, and Ayers saw that if he was part of a cultural revolution from the top down, which is something that was... probably first put forth by an Italian communist, Gramsci, in the last century, studied by Hillary Clinton as well as Saul Alinsky, then you get to the point where you fool people into thinking that you're just a, progressive social reformer. And then when it's too late, you got all the levers of power, bang, then you let them have it. That's what's underway. Ayers has been transforming Chicago and national education a la Cuba. The guy is an open communist. He's even on occasion called himself a communist.
And the elite, the big money, is putting it all behind Obama. There's a good chance that they're going to give him full power. I mean, all the experts I've had on, historians, are saying the central government's gearing up for mass purges. Then they just hand the power to Obama and they do it.
It could be an extraordinary shift to dictatorship in this country, because Obama has clearly showed by a lifelong attachment to either Palestinian terrorists or American terrorists, communists, violent people, and all of them rather exceptionally clever, I would say. Look how far the guy's gotten with really a pretty thin resume.
Yeah, but here's the deal. It doesn't matter what president it is the last 20 years. More power. They're getting rid of Posse Comitatus.
Yep.
The governor, as you know, 3 months ago in Illinois, said we're going to use the National Guard for door-to-door gun confiscation. I mean, it's really happening. And so all these right-wing neocons said, oh, let Bush do whatever he wants. We kept telling them, hey, that power is going to get passed on to the Democrats. That's right. That's going to get handed over. Here we go.
The question to ask when our guy, quote unquote, is president is, would you really want that power in Hillary Clinton's or now Barack Obama's hands? And if the answer is, well, that'll never happen, would you want it in those hands? And that's what was never asked. We were just handing power over, and there it went. So, yeah, it's been a bipartisan groundwork preparation for this moment. And if Obama pulls it off, you can here's a scenario that bothers me. The polls at the moment are tight. Let's say they're accurate, which may or may not be true. If they were, say the guy loses by a few points. Typically, even with Reagan, people would not tell the truth to pollsters. And Reagan, first time out, was supposed to lose by 4 or 5 points, won by 10. What if something like that were to happen in this election? I'll tell you, look to Kenya to find out what's going to happen in January and February in this country.
Because it was the Obama office, senatorial office, advising them on how to do this.
Absolutely. They were aware of the plan. They didn't disavow the plan. No, they concurred with the plan. And this is right out of Saul Alinsky, frankly.
And there's a reverse option here as well. The neocons could use the riots to bring in their own martial law if it's McCain that wins. I mean, we're between a rock and a hard place here.
We are between a rock and a hard place. The one difference is that the poor Christians, the Kikuyu in Kenya, still carry on the tradition of British disarmament of the people. Well, they're trying to do that here, but they ain't got there yet.
And gun sales are up by 10%. The people are buying guns and ammo. So you can't even find them someplace.
I want to tell you, I had a call from she's a conservative, a nice Jewish lady, never wanted a gun. She's retired, living with her husband in a gated community. And she said, I am scared to death if this guy wins. She said, what kind of a gun should I get? I've never had one before.
No, all the liberals I know are finally breaking their conditioning and buying guns. Literally, they finally get it. You can't trust government, whether it's Republican or Democrat. We're in trouble.
Well, it will be a glorious time for a period for the gun stores. Ammo's already been tight before this, and it's going to probably get tighter. And if somebody's concerned as we are, and they don't think they have enough, then I would say this is the time to go shopping. And for sure, after Tuesday, if Obama's the guy, you know what's going to happen.
Massive gun control. And if he loses, rioting. You think there's going to be rioting? The police do. A bunch of articles about that.
They're wisely preparing for it. But, of course, the police were prepared for rioting by the time it hit Washington, D.C. back in the late 60s, and I lived out in the suburbs at that time, and that's when I finally connected dots. I was still in graduate school, and they said on the radio, they were probably a little bit more candid then than they are now, well, we're not sure that we can contain the rioting, and it may go out such and such these major arteries. Well, golly, I lived right off of one of those major arteries, and I thought, I don't know much about guns, but I'll bet you a shotgun would be good for a mob coming on my house and my young family. So I went into a gun store. It was before the Gun Control Act. It was actually a sporting store. And I bought a shotgun, no questions asked, no record kept. Can you imagine? It was still relatively, at that point, as far as guns, a free country.
And they used the rioting to crack down on the citizens and try to restrict our Second Amendment.
Those very same riots were used to push through the Gun Control Act of 1968.
Remember the Korean shopkeepers, just a few, less than a dozen of them, held off thousands burning and pillaging when the police stood down. And that's why the Second Amendment's so important.
And those were Uzi semi-automatics with nice, long, nasty-looking magazines. And it was just the intimidation factor of the thugs seeing what was waiting for them. And it was dramatic. The thugs would burn even a building right next to the one the Koreans were guarding, but the ones the Koreans were guarding were unscathed. Imagine.
Well, I tell you, folks come riding through my neighborhood. I'm not, if I point a gun at somebody and pull the trigger, I'm not just going to you know, shoot in the air. And that's the, I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, it's not going to be,
when
my HK-91 is going to really give them a problem.
When you're in a self-defense situation, firing a warning shot could be very dangerous to you because that may be the last thing you ever do. They may turn right on you and shoot you. So, you know, if you have a chance to kill the snake, you take the first chance you get.
Well, that's assault with a deadly weapon, running around burning stuff.
It definitely is, and you're in the right state. You've got a very good law for protecting your castle, and if you were to be anywhere on your property when such a scenario might unfold, I don't really think there'd be any questions asked. They know that no jury in Texas would come down.
Well, that's why if things burn, it's going to be in the cities where they've disarmed the public.
Absolutely.
Larry Pratt, fire out the website for folks that want to get involved in the front lines.
Go to gunowners.org. That's where you can sign up for our email alerts and get the Bitter Clinger T-shirt. Probably want to have it after the election.
Gunowners.org. Larry, let me get a pop in from you next week. Thanks for spending time with us.
All righty.
Take care. There goes Larry Pratt.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Her face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm going back on my shelf. I'm going to tell folks that I'm going to come right back to them here in just a moment. Okay, folks, I'm back on air, and I'm simulcasting with Charlie Hodge over at 93.7 KLBJ, the big rock and roll station here in town. He was saying he took a flu shot today. He wants me to scare him. Hodge, what on earth are you doing taking the flu shot? For the last 6 years, they haven't even guessed its mutation the year before when they make the shot. And just Google flu shot increase in Alzheimer's risk. They've got all these studies admitting that if you take three or more flu shots in your life, it massively more than doubles your chance of getting Alzheimer's, pal. What are you doing, Hodge? I mean, you have me on the show. You're a great guy. And then you're telling me you took the flu shot. Now, are you pulling my leg, Hodge, or did you really? Okay, you love free stuff. You're pulling my leg, aren't you, Hodge? Hodge, I don't know what is wrong with you. I've been in there on your morning show so many times, and I do these freedom nuggets, and I'm telling you. Okay, you're sitting on a computer right now. I don't know how much time you have. Google flu shots Alzheimer's. And then read. They still have mercury in them. Look, for 6+ years, you know they make it the year before and try to guess the flu's mutation. They don't even get it right. It's pointless. And a lot of people get flu-like symptoms from it. You found it. You Googled it? Okay, so you got 20,000 responses to that. 420,000 responses to flu shots Alzheimer's. Go ahead and read it. Hey, listen, that's why we have juvenile onset of Alzheimer's now. We have 15-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds getting it. Just drink more fluoride and take more mercury shots. Everything's fine. All right, Hodge. Well, I appreciate you having me on 93.7 for everybody out there. All right. Well, hey, Hodge, thanks for having me on. Take care. Folks, that gives you an idea of what is going on around here. I had to call for a 3-minute interview. He wants longer, but I can't because I'm on air. And then we start running over, so I just went ahead and you didn't get to hear Hodge on the other end. What a character. Oh, man. It's just too insane. I was telling him about all the internet censorship coming down. I do 4 hours of radio, folks, and I do administrative things during the breaks and radio interviews and tell people what news articles I want written and documents and how I want video edits to be done out in the hallway there outside with the video editors buzzing about. I'm not whining. I need a rest here. Oh, man. That's why Bernie, who leaves tomorrow, but he's building his own studio so he can sit in and fill in quite often. Hey, Burmese, get in here, please, sir. Oh, my gosh. Hey, Burmese, I know in between taking care of all your pit bulls, killing neighbors, dogs and things, or I'm sorry, mauling them, that you're too busy to get your studio built. How long until your ISDN studio is built up to specs?
Hopefully I'll be ordering the two things I need on eBay this week, and then it usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get that kind of equipment, so... Less than 2 weeks. I'm hoping by the next time I come visit you in about 6 weeks, I'll be all ready to go. I mean, I've got the desk. I went and bought the television. I bought the little prompter. I'm ready to go. I mean, I just bought a new camera, too, so I can stream video. I'm stoked.
You're stoked.
I am. I'm very excited. You know I like to do this, Alex. You know, I mean, at least I get to get it off my chest because it is so frustrating every day seeing the stuff in the mainstream media, in the news, just... I mean, the bailout this year, I mean, you know how hard it was for me? Not
Hold on, Barmy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.